Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Las Vegas, Sin City. Walk down the strip. Take your luck. Playing blackjack could win.
You also could lose
and go to jail for killing a five-year-old. 23-year-old woman out of Las Vegas recently sentenced to life in prison for fatally beating a five-year-old boy she was babysitting last year. March of 2021, Lauren Courtney was babysitting Ryan Peralto. After he urinated on himself, she pushed him. The boy reportedly hit his head on the floor as a result. Mind you, little Ryan is five. He's 5 years old. And as a babysitter, clearly the best thing you do after you're watching a five-year-old baby boy and he goes to the bathroom on himself is push him. What else would you do? Like, are you okay? Let's get you some new pajamas. You're okay. Mom, Dad will be home soon. Courtney was babysitting two children when she called their father and said the five-year-old victim was apparently not doing good and coughed up blood. Probably because you pushed him and he hit his head. Dumbass. The boy reportedly suffered a skull fracture, brain bleed, and a fractured spleen. According to local TV station reports, he died of blunt force injuries to the head, chest, and abdomen. Death was ruled a homicide. Yeah, that sounds a lot more than pushing him. When you ended up killing him, Courtney tried to place the blame on Ryan's father and said the boy already had a bruise on his forehead before she came over. However, through video evidence, it was allegedly revealed that Courtney had beaten the child for 2 minutes. If you are a parent right now, you need to think long and hard who you are going to allow to watch your children. Do you trust them? You think you know them, but a situation like this, could you imagine? You have a friend or a friend of a friend, or maybe the babysitter that you usually have is not available, so your babysitter recommends somebody else. Have to check them out before you let them be alone with your precious loved ones. Local TV station KLAS says that in the video surveillance footage, Courtney was seen dragging the boy into a bathroom, kicking him in the head as she yelled at him. Courtney reportedly turned on the shower and left the bathroom as the child cried. Sickening news. Courtney told police she could not recall how the child obtained the injuries while in her care, short of remembering every single thing she did. She was aware there were surveillance cameras in the home. Well, this champ, not only is she a sick, sick individual for doing what she did to this little five-year-old, but not the brightest crayon in the box, as she was aware there were surveillance cameras in the home. Father reportedly purchased the cameras after his other child said that Courtney was physically hurting Ryan. Well, my goodness. Now the dad is apparently not the brightest. If you hear that somebody has hurt your child in the past, would you really let her babysit them again? Goes on to say that eventually, Courtney got upset with a boy before beating him, and she said she suffered mental health issues. She reported to the police that she shoved the boy harder than she should have. Well, this is just terrible on all accounts. Courtney, who has pleaded guilty and was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after just 20 years. Sad news all around. Friendly reminder to make sure to do all background information checking to any babysitter that you let be with your loved ones alone. Some crazy, crazy people out there. True crime.